For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes to the airwaves to explain to the American people why he thinks a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico is needed. Trump says a wall can help keep out illegal drugs, gangs, and human traffickers.
Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now.
In the Democratic response, House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the president isn't being honest with the American people.
Much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this senseless shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice. The president has chosen fear.
President Trump says the $5 billion he's requesting for border security will be more than paid for by stopping illegal drugs from entering the country and indirectly from the trade deal with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Newly elected Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib tells CNN's Aaron Burnett out front her expletive-laden call for the impeachment of President Trump may have been a distraction, but it's a sentiment felt around the country.
Very unapologetically me, and I know people back home that I've represented for 6 years in the state legislature in Michigan are kind of used to my realness, used to this passion and that I have. And I know for many people, it did get the best of me at that moment. And for many people, it might have been very much a distraction.
She says the focus right now should be on reopening the government. New York City's Democratic mayor says health care is a human right, so Bill de Blasio is rolling out a new health care program for all residents, regardless of immigration status.
From this moment on in New York City, everyone is guaranteed the right to health care.
The $100 million per year program to provide health care to all residents includes undocumented immigrants. It's called NYC Care, and it's for the estimated 600,000 people without health insurance in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former congressman is responding to claims that he left his gig on Capitol Hill to be a lobbyist. USA Radio Network's Tim Burke reports.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for, and if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus-size one. I'm not lobbying at all, and that's a factual matter.
Amazon has stopped selling what some found to be offensive, bath mats. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
The online retail giant is pulling the product after the Council on American-Islamic Relations complained that the mats are offensive because the writings that are holy to Muslims would be stepped on or otherwise disrespected by customers. The products were available through a third-party seller. Amazon has removed them from the website effective immediately. Care saying it appreciates Amazon's prompt action, but since last week it has still received complaints about similar products on Amazon, including toilet seats.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.